So before you sat down, I saw lightning strike that chair. And I was like, whoa, who's going to sit in this chair? There is such a power to your life. There's a power of the Holy Spirit that you've been set apart from God for the power of the Lord to emanate from your life. The anointing and the presence of God is so strong on what you do that God says, I've set you apart. I've set you on a path to walk with me throughout your life. You're called, even at a young age, you're called to ministry. I've set you apart to ministry, says the Lord. My hand is on your life. And the Lord says, you're a worshiper. I've called you as a worshiper, as a creative worshiper. There's a gift of creativity that's exploding. It's like even right now, I see colors exploding all over you. Colors, just this rainbow exploding all over you. God says, I've called you to the colors. I've called you to the sounds. I've called you to release the anointing of God through the beauty of the Lord. You're called to God. You're His. His hand is on you. And He wants you to know how special you are to Him. You are so dear to Him that He set you aside to walk this call out. There's a favor on your life. And you know what they say about favor? Favor's not fair. Favor is when, you know, they pull you out of the back of the line, bring you to the front of the line, right? There's a favor on your life. That's a God-designed favor. You're going to go forth in the days to come. You're going to go forth in the call of the Lord. God says you'll go to lands. You'll go to places. You'll be part of mission trips. You'll be part of the work of the Lord in different nations. I see you hugging and embracing children that have been hurt. And you're going to release the love of the Lord. You are called to release the love of the Lord everywhere you go. It radiates in you. It radiates through you. And like a nurse in the spirit, there's a gift of healing on your life. There's a gift of healing that as you speak and as you love others, God is going to touch many lives in you and through you because you're special to Him. And let me tell you, there's an angel. There's an angel assigned to you. There's an angel that just dances around you. There's an angel that as he's dancing, there's this beautiful music playing around your life. God says your life is worship to Him. You're set apart. How old are you?
Almost 13.
You know, it's funny. People always think ministers are the ones up here at the platform. You know, God calls you a minister. He calls you a minister of the Lord. He loves you. And the mantle you carry is a heavy and a weighty one. And He's so pleased that you wear it well.
Can you hear me now? There we go. All right. It's kind of a Mother Teresa sort of thing going on with you. This driven passion, zeal is the right word. To reach down and take the downtrodden and the outcast and to pull them up into Christ. That's not a commentary about Mother Teresa. That's a commentary about you. Okay? And it's a zeal and a passion, and there's a drivenness that God's put in you that it's like you get a singular focus, and you're like, nothing else matters but this. And this is, God says this, and we should feed the poor, so we're going to go feed the poor. I'll sell my house. I'll sell everything. It's radical in your heart. And so whatever God points you at, you are all in, radically in. And you can't understand why everyone else is not as all in as you are. And so that's a prophetic thing, okay? That's the heart of a prophet. Who wants everybody, not just you, wants everybody to be radical and all in all the time. And gets a little irritated when other people are like, yeah, I'm sure somebody should worry about that. Yes. And you're like, no, you should worry about it. And I should worry about it, right? That's God's put that in you. And that's who you are. And it's going to take you places, as He was just describing. But I see somewhere in the future, maybe this has happened already, that the way the enemy would want to attack you is that he would want to manipulate your desire to please God and to make you feel like you're not pleasing God, therefore God's somehow not happy with you. that this drivenness kind of has a little bit of a dark side sometimes, right? That if you don't feel like you're quite measuring up to your own standard, you get a little mad at yourself. Like, I wasn't quite enough into worship today. Or I didn't quite feel it, or I wasn't quite dedicated enough, or whatever the thing is that you're kind of measuring yourself on. And that's just something you need to guard your heart against, okay? Because the truth is, you will never be good enough to please God. Only Jesus is good enough to please God. And Jesus is in you, and that is the thing that pleases God. Everything's got to come out of that, okay? I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. He's in my heart, and he is what makes me happy, and he is what makes God happy with me, is Jesus. And that truth, I just want to plant that truth in your heart for in the future when the enemy comes up and says, hey, you're not quite intense enough. And you're like, oh, you're right. And just push that voice back and claim that's just the gospel. Is that Jesus is in my heart and he loves me. Because this drivenness you have is from God, but the enemy would like to manipulate it. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So God gave me a vision of you, and he wrote a name on your forehead. And he calls you chosen. And you can work this out over a lot of years. I'm not going to do the Bible work for you, because I don't have to. But you need to ask God, what does that mean? Imagine a time, an eternity, the eternity before, not the one to come. And there was nothing. There was nothing. What's your name?
Kira.
Kira? There was nothing. And God chose you. And he chose you and he named you. A decision was made in heaven between the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And the Word, the living Word, spoke your name, Kira. You're chosen. And God says that, I have a scripture for you. I'm sorry, I'm getting all emotional up here. I have a scripture for you. This is Colossians 3:12. Put on then as God's chosen one, holy and beloved. Pretty cool, huh? Holy means set apart. Beloved just means God loves you. Holy and beloved, compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with other people. Forgive other people as the Lord has forgiven you. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. So God says you're chosen. And as his chosen, he says, put these things on. He sets you aside. He sets you apart. And he loves you. If you do these things, everything that's been spoken over you is going to come to pass. And the only the only thing that can steal this away from you is for you to become angry or bitter. But if you put on love and compassion, then all these words, the destiny of God, is going to just flower. You're going to be like a garden, and the flowers are going to come up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was guessing, but all she wants to do is do something meaningful with her life, which is fantastic. Okay, that's not a disappointment. However, that she would be perfectly happy to do something meaningful at the exclusion of paying her bills, having a life that's doesn't require you to bail her out of situations, that sort of thing. Because all she wants to do is do something meaningful because she's passionate about it. And so there's going to be some tension, a godly tension. Okay, it's not bad. It's between you saying, okay, sweetie, you gotta find a way to get it. You gotta get a job. And she's like, I don't want to get a job. I'm moving to Africa. And you're like, okay, but you gotta have a way to, you gotta buy a plane ticket, right? God will provide. And like, yeah, he will. And there's going to be this constant kind of you wondering if you are being too restrictive, and because you don't want to crush that drive and that passion and that meaningful thing. But at the same time, you're like, oh, you really need to like get a skill, or, you know, because you want to be useful where you're going. And all these things are going to be discussions you're going to have over the next few years. And I want to just encourage you to now begin to pray into that and ask God to give you wisdom and to not be afraid of the tension, because it's part of how God made her, is to just be the ram that blasts ahead. But she needs people around her and a future husband. I know you're 13. You don't want to talk about that. None of us do. So I'll just leave it there. That kind of are that kind of practical people around her to do that. And I think God's gifted you for that. And he's given you wisdom. And you need to not be afraid. You're not going to crush what God's put in her. Because nobody can. You can try, but there's no way. Okay? So I just want to encourage you that kind of down the road, that there's a thing coming for that that you need to pray into now. That God will give her some tools that she needs. And some of that's going to come from your voice in her life. Amen.
There she goes, ram riding through.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this precious daughter. We seal the words that has been spoken over her tonight, Lord God. We seal them to her heart, Lord. We seal them to her spirit, that she would serve you all the days of her life and walk out everything that you have for her, because she is loved by you.